Three-quarters of the way through his term in office, President Bush has apparently decided to put away his cowboy spurs and try a softer touch.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Inherent powers and preemptive attack are terms that have almost disappeared from the White House lexicon. The president has bowed to the Supreme Court and for the first time acknowledged that detainees have rights under international law spelled out in the Geneva Convention on Treatment of Prisoners. The Pentagon has issued a memorandum to that effect covering service personnel. It appears that intelligence agencies will follow suit. Some of the arrogant favoritism to administration friends may be diminishing. The Army says it will end the kind of monopoly contracts that Halliburton has been given for troop support. The giant company was once headed by Vice President Cheney. American diplomacy has taken on a softer tone. North Korea and Iran are admonished to give up their threatening arms programs, but there are no ultimatums. Iran is offered a bag of economic and energy goodies as an incentive to cooperate, and when no reply is forthcoming, the United States joins other countries in referring the issue to the United Nations Security Council for possible sanctions. The summit session of the G8 industrial powers in St. Petersburg this weekend may provide a test of President Bush's current diplomatic style. If he does not seize the opportunity to criticize his host, President Vladimir Putin, for backsliding on democracy, he will disappoint his core conservatives at home. But the confrontation will provide an indication of whether cowboy diplomacy for President Bush is really over. This is Daniel Shore.